This book is dedicated to my faithful prayer warrior, my sweet mama, born April 26th, 1926, laid to rest June 6th, 2019. I will always love you. Acknowledgements. First and foremost, my life and gratitude are due to my loving God, who sent his Son for even me. He was patient in my running and fiercely committed to woo me back to my full God-given purpose. What gracious love is this? Thank you, Lord, for always keeping your protective hand on me, even when I failed you so many times. And now, for such a time as this, fulfilling my dreams, allowing me to reach out to the wounded, and carrying me through every step of the way. I've been in your ministry for nearly 30 years via music and testimony. You have given me back this book endeavor 10 years after I started it and believed my life was over. You showed up again with an even better finish to the story. Queen Eileen, Mama, Eileen Verl, Grammy, spiritual giant, and precious personal prayer warrior, you have shown by example what it is to be like Jesus to everyone in your family and everyone you came in contact with. Through the pain of your own rejection and disappointments in life, you trusted the lover of your soul and were guided and directed by his word. You prayed me back. You prayed hundreds back. You prayed this ministry into existence. Thank you for being patient, yet speaking the truth to me in strong, direct love. I could never pay you back for what you've given me. I can only try to honor you by picking up where you left off and seeing how many I can lead out of addiction and sin and into the Father's hands. It was my honor to take care of you in your last days, however excruciatingly painful to watch. The longest goodbye, but a sacred time for us. I celebrate your life. What a legacy you have left it, Mom. Your crown must be something. You always did like bling. Faith Eileen, my beautiful only child and daughter, you are my heart. How I longed for a girl each time I was pregnant. Through the miscarriages, and then God answered my prayers in blessing me with you. My wildly talented, soft-hearted, unique gift, and a strong will. And yes, you tested that will at every turn, and I did my best to lead you through to safety. Thank you for sharing me with the younger people who needed extra help. I'm eternally grateful for your plea for me not to go to Nashville that day. I canceled immediately, and we spent the last 4 days with Grammy and her failing health together, singing, praying, reading, loving to the end. When I fell apart, you held me up. When the waves of sorrow started to encompass you, I held you in safety. You were and are my treasure, my priority in life and in ministry. I'm looking forward to being there for you in whatever God directs you to. I couldn't love you more. My incredible Ronnie, my husband. Thank you, dear one, for showing me what a man of God looks like.